This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Last week on this program, we told you about a difference between the House and Senate versions of this massive economic stimulus plan. In the House version, it was mandated that employers receiving benefits as a result of this stimulus package would have to go through the E-Verify program to make sure that any people they hired as a result of the money they got would actually be legal to work in this country. The Senate version did not provide for that authority. It seems as though the senators won the day on this compromise. With me now to talk about the impact of this is Mark Krikorian, Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies here in Washington. And Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is the impact of the fact that it will not be required for employers to make sure that their new employees will be legal?
Well, given that this money is going to be spent on construction, infrastructure projects, and what have you, we've actually estimated that it could create as many as 300,000 jobs for illegal aliens. In other words, given the proportion of the construction workforce that we estimate to be illegal and how much it costs to create each job, etc., that 300,000 illegal aliens could get jobs from this stimulus package that our great-grandchildren are still going to be paying for. That's not what people had in mind. And once word gets out about this, it just seems to me that the Congress is going to have a handful on its hands.
And in addition to this being not mandatory in the stimulus bill, there's a sunset for the E-Verify program in general that's coming up soon. Explain what that is and whether you think Congress is going to act on that even.
Well, there I think the news is a little better. The E-Verify program needs to be reauthorized by Congress by March 6th, because it turns into a pumpkin by then if they don't reauthorize it. And there has been a strong push last year to not reauthorize it unless some huge increases in immigration were passed. Basically, it was held hostage by some of the open borders folks. I actually think that the Democratic leadership in Congress can't allow E-Verify to simply disappear. I mean, it's already being used to screen maybe 1 out of 8 new hires in the whole country. So it's become a really big deal. President Obama said when he was running that he's for it. So I actually think the news there is a little better. They're not going to let the thing disappear. But by not requiring it for contractors getting stimulus money, they're going to end up creating huge numbers of jobs, not for U.S. citizens, but not even for legal immigrants, but for illegal aliens.
We're talking with Mark Krikorian, Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. And Mark, you mentioned that Congress may, in the end, extend E-Verify because it's been proven successful, and the president is for it, and it appears that a majority of the House is as well. At least they approved the stimulus package with that provision in there. What's your sense of some of the things that might have to be given away to the open borders folks that you mentioned in order to make sure that it sticks around?
Well, that's a good question. E-Verify was temporarily reauthorized last year by an overwhelming vote, 400 to something. I mean, it was so there's no real opposition in the House. The question is in the Senate, where Senator Menendez from New Jersey has threatened to hold it up and allow it to expire if he didn't get his bill that would increase legal immigration by 500,000 additional people for next year. I just don't see it happening. I mean, I think in the end, they're going to end up reauthorizing it without too much fuss. I mean, maybe I'm too optimistic there. Now, that's not very optimistic because the contractors don't have to use it, but I just don't see how the Democrats can let it die. If they do, they hand this enormous gift to the Republicans for 2010.
And so do we see then that E-Verify is going to be an issue on all the potential jobs created as a result of this stimulus package because it's not necessarily required, or is it just something that will most likely impact construction work because work in other fields may require a higher degree of education and so forth?
No, it would affect all the jobs. This was just our kind of guesstimate of what the likely effect of it would be. But not all illegal immigrants are just you know, poorly educated. They're generally speaking, they're poorly educated, but they, you know, they're in all different sectors of the economy. And there's another provision that's not about illegal immigrants, but they stripped out a requirement that was the House passed that would have required banks getting bailout money to at least shop around for American workers before they brought in new contract workers from abroad. They got rid of that. So basically they're defending not only the right to employ illegal immigrants, but the right to import more people from abroad and not even look for Americans for those jobs.
Again, we're talking with Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. And Mark, obviously there's a lot of different things on the president's plate and the congressional plate right now. Do you get the sense that there's going to be a push for significant immigration reform in any major way this year?
I don't think it's going to happen this year. I think what the White House is going to do is make administrative changes, things that don't require Congress to vote on anything. They're going to cut back on enforcement. They're going to have fewer worksite raids. They're going to detain fewer illegal immigrants and just kind of keep their fingers crossed and hope they come for their hearings, that kind of thing. So you're going to see a lot of reductions in enforcement, but I just don't see how they would figure they could make any progress in amnesty in this kind of environment. You know, maybe they'll want to try again next year or the year after, but I just don't see it happening this year.
Well, Mark, we'll see just how many of those jobs do end up going to illegals and what the public reaction is if that becomes a reality. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Krikorian is Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. This is Dateline Washington.